Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine.
With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, they're part of the Vision family, and we love it when they join us on the phone. It's Dave and Ashley Willis, or as we know them, it's Dave-O and Ash.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
It is great to be back.
I feel like you've been working on your Australian accent, Dave.
It's not great. I can do other accents, but I'll show you. G'day there, Bex and Robbo.
That sounds more British than
but
Aussie,
yeah,
but anyway,
you're doing
that's
well.
All right.
You're
keep
doing
working.
Well. We'll keep working on it. You've got another couple of weeks before I'll test you again, okay?
I need you to coach me. I think that you could really help me get a more realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the Australian accent.
Well, maybe
I just can't fit.
Maybe a 3-week trip to Australia would solve
there we
that.
Go.
You know, you
that's
come out and
need.
Immerse yourself.
Immersion, yes.
Yeah. If you can use the words fair dinkum in a sentence, you're there. Okay?
Wow.
That's the key. Okay.
And Robbo does it frequently and it just makes me laugh. That's fair dinkum, Beck. Okay. All right. Whatever. There we go. Anyway, we digress. You guys always come with some great advice, and today we're going to talk about, we've had people get in touch and talk about fighting in marriage. So what when, you know, you're trying to have a discussion, but it always ends in a fight.
Mm.
Now, we touched on, you know, speaking nicely to our spouses the last time we talked to you, but we thought maybe we could delve just a little bit deeper when you're trying to have a discussion and everyone's trying to get their point across and it just turns into a bit of a fight.
Oh, sure. And I think every couple experiences disagreements because we're two different people with two different perspectives and desires and all those things. But I think the real key in having disagreements in a healthy way is to realize that nobody wins. There's not a winner and a loser in a marriage disagreement. And so if you go into it thinking, I'm going to win this argument, then you've already lost because you and your spouse are on the same team. And so the key is you're either going to win together or you're going to lose together because you share the same fate as husband and wife. And we have to always remember that. And so if we will remember that, we'll approach every disagreement with a new perspective of thinking, how can we win together? Because we're going to share the same fate. So I don't want to just make sure my point is heard, but I need to make sure that I'm listening to you and that I'm understanding where you're coming from and finding ways that we can both win here.
It's so true. I think, you know, with an emphasis on listening, like when we were first married, I really thought that I was a great listener. And I just quickly found out I wasn't. Like most of the time, I was listening to what Dave, I thought I was listening to what Dave was saying, but really I was thinking about all the things I wanted to say. And so when we got down to it, we would find ourselves fighting over things and we essentially were saying the exact same thing. And then we'd be like passionately like, you know, arguing. And then we'd end up laughing because we were like, this is ridiculous. This is madness because we're actually saying the same thing, but we weren't really listening to each other. And so it's like, you know, it's going to be, it does turn into madness when we're just, you know, our emotions are high and we start yelling at each other and maybe saying mean things to each other. And so we really do, we have to put a pause on things sometimes and say, listen, if we can't talk about this in a healthy way, then we need to just put a pause on it. And I find that sometimes writing down what you're thinking and feeling can really give not only yourself perspective, but after you edit that a little bit, take any angst or anger out of it because we don't want to cause more problems, but, you know, really get down to the heart of what you're feeling and then give that to your spouse. It kind of, it takes all that anger out of the picture and you can really talk about the problem because the truth is, you know, you're going to have problems in marriage. You're going to have disagreements, but when you can handle them in a calm and healthy way, and not be right in the heat of the moment, but really take a little time out where you calm down, you're going to be able to have a much more civil conversation. And really, you're going to get better results. You might even be able to come to terms with something that is truly going to make your relationship so much better.
Mm. Mm. Is there a point, though, there where, like, if like the question is, you know, when every conversation ends in a fight, is there a point where we almost have to identify, maybe do we need some help? Do we need to bring in an umpire or something into the middle of it just to diffuse some of that? You know, because if you sort of come into the next conversation, maybe that last one hasn't been resolved and it's just like this a spiral that's going on. How can you kind of, I guess, intersect that and actually break that cycle?
Yeah, that's
a great question.
That is a great question. And I think that so many couples are there that just kind of live in that dynamic. And no couple has to live in that dynamic, first of all. So if you're listening and you feel like, yeah, that's describing my marriage, my life, and it just feels hopeless, there's always hope. I mean, we've seen God restore marriages that seemed to the people involved beyond all rescue. But God can always bring hope. But usually he will bring that hope through a process that often does involve counseling.
Yes.
And so we recommend often that if a couple is in a cycle where they just continue to fall into that same negativity and they can't talk without picking up the fight right where they left off the last time, there's clearly some patterns that have established of negativity, and both spouses are wounded. Mm-hmm. And when you're hurt, you don't even think clearly anymore. It's not even about the issues anymore as much as it's about the pain that you're feeling.
Right.
And the healthiest thing to do in those situations that's going to keep you from just causing more pain is to sit down together with a professional Christian counselor to just mediate the situation, to provide a safe space for you to have these conversations and to really help kind of umpire, I think is a good word, like you said there, Robbo, to help you get on the same page again so that you can relearn healthy habits of how to have productive conversations again without fighting.
Yeah, because counselors, they are that neutral ground, and they can sometimes, you know, when we do get in the negative spiral and it's been a prolonged season where you literally cannot have a conversation without it being angry and full of fighting and mean comments to each other, slamming doors, or maybe it's just completely silent. On the other flip side, you can really do a lot of fighting by not talking at all. I mean, that's a form of fighting too, is by the cold, you know, giving each other the cold shoulder. And if there's a prolonged season of that, you know, a counselor is someone who can point out things that are maybe blind spots, because you all fall into this negative season for so long, both couple, you know, both spouses can't really even see it. And so this neutral person who is trained and who is able, you know, they're trained to see this, they can really point those things out in a gentle way and really help you to start healing and being able to talk in a respectful and loving manner again.
That's such a good point. It's a difficult situation, but as you said, Dave, there is hope. And I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are many couples listening that will think, we've been there, but we've come out of it. And so, you know, oftentimes we can be in the thick of it and just think, oh, this is hopeless. We might as well just give up on this. But if we, you know, are willing to persist and, you know, maybe make some awkward moves and even prayerful moves, we can come through the other side and start to see restoration, which is obviously the goal in the whole thing.
It's so true. You know, we always say our favorite part of what we do is seeing God do the miraculous. And, you know, he still raises dead things to life, and that in marriages, in the form of marriages. Mm. And we get to see that all the time. And I wish, you know, I could tell you story after story after story where it looked so bleak and both people were determined to divorce. And then they did the hard work. I mean, I don't want to act like this is something where the couple doesn't have to do hard work, because it takes work. It takes trusting God. It takes praying prayers like you've never prayed, getting the help that you need, reading the books that teach you how to do things in a healthier way, and just taking all those steps. But I will tell you, little by little, day by day, before you know it, you will start to see kind of things start to shift into a healthier way. And so many times after we've walked through this with couples, they will always say, you know, I never thought that it would be possible to have the kind of marriage we have today, but it's even better than before things went so bad in our marriage. Wow. And they always say, you know, I thank God that we didn't stay there, that we didn't give up and just, or even maybe stay in the marriage, but settle for a really, you know, kind of a loveless marriage, because God wants us to have thriving marriages, and we can have that. I mean, well, we have hope.
And, you know, we read a really fascinating statistic recently that was shared by Jimmy Evans, who founded Marriage Today and does a lot of marriage research and shared it. But he said, what was the statistic?
It was 86%.
Right. So 86% of couples who are in a season of crisis that are considering divorce.
Yes.
But 86% of those couples that choose to stay together
and work on the marriage
within, was it 2 years? What was the
within
window?
Within 2 years. Right. It was either, I think it was 2 to 5 years.
Right.
So there was a little bit of a leeway there.
But when surveyed again 2 to 5 years later, 86% of those couples that just simply chose to work on it and stay in the marriage even through the difficulty, within 2 to 5 years were happier than they'd ever been at any point in the marriage.
Right. Yeah. So good.
And so many couples choose to give up in that season of difficulty because they think it's always going to look like this.
It's all they can see at the time.
It's all you can see at the time.
Exactly.
It's like it's just always going to be as hard. Mm. But for 86% of couples that choose to stick it out, they come to a place through working on it together over time where they're stronger and healthier and happier together than they've ever been. And so hold on to that hope.
Yes.
If you're one of those couples that's in that season where you think, you know, I don't know if it's worth continuing the fight, because it's worth it.
Yeah, it
wow.
so is.
So good.
Well, look, some great advice there. I encourage you to check out these guys on the podcast, mm-hmm. the Naked Marriage Podcast. You can subscribe to that and get into the different resources that that you guys have got to help move us through this season.
Yeah, and if you are finding yourself sort of in this season, or you've got like a burning marriage Christian, you can actually go directly to Davo and Ash by going to the Naked Marriage podcast. There's a submitted question page. Put your email, submit your question there, and they will get back to you. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We look forward to the next time.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.